Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 1974.
Has there ever been anyone in your life that you would consider a role model? And if so, what attributes led you to selecting them for that role?
I would have to say my dad, because he was very disciplined. He taught me how to take charge of my life and take responsibility for my actions growing up and brought on to high school and as I'm older now.
Is there someone in the public eye that you admire, and why do you admire that person?
Public eye, I would have to say John McCain, Senator McCain. All stories about the POW camps and how he survived all that.
Do you think that someone who looked at your donor profile, including all the information on it, would get a good picture of what kind of person you are?
Yes, I believe so.
How would you describe your personality?
I would have to say I'm very easygoing, laid back, a little reserved, very friendly, very nice.
Are there lessons that your parents taught you as a child that have had a significant impact on your adult life?
Yes. When I was second year in high school, my mom made me get a job. And I didn't want to, but I'm very glad that she did, because I learned responsibility. And from then on, I paid for my own things. And I just learned to be responsible with my money and my time.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
Again, I said before, discipline, responsibility for my actions.
What makes you unique?
Unique? I would have to say, I tell a lot of people this, that my dad was 58 when I was born. I think that's pretty unique. Not everybody has that happen.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
Time with my family? A lot of times it's mostly going to the fishing, things like that.
What is your favorite holiday, and why do you enjoy that holiday in particular?
Holiday, I have to say Halloween. It's the one time of the year where you can wear whatever you want and no one's going to say anything.
Tell me about your most unforgettable vacation.
Unforgettable vacation. Went to Disneyland. Me and my brother were playing around in the pool and I cut my eye real bad and I had to go to the emergency room.
Did your family have any pets when you were growing up? And if so, tell me about those pets.
We had four cats. They were outside cats, so we had one dog.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
I was an outside boy. I was always outside, playing at the creek, riding my bike, building forts, little guy stuff.
Did you enjoy reading when you were a child?
Yes.
What types of books did you enjoy?
I think I read the Hardy Boys a lot.
What type of books do you enjoy now?
Now it would have to be nonfiction, political type books, true crime.
What was the last book you read?
I think it was The Notebook.
What is your ideal way to relax on the weekends?
Relax on the weekend would have to be somewhere near water.
Tell me about the activities you enjoy in your free time.
It would have to be running, jogging, working out, exercising.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
I've been told I look like Jay Leno, Buzz Lightyear, and Mr. Incredible.
What is your favorite period in history and why?
Probably the Vietnam War era. I like to learn a lot about the Vietnam War.
What is the most important thing to happen to you?
Probably my job that I got offered, that I'm in right now.
What was the first big purchase that you made that you're most proud of?
When I was 16, I bought my own car, my own money.
If you could have a lunch date with any person, living or dead, who would it be and what would you ask them?
Robert De Niro. Well, that'd be a man, but a woman maybe. Sophia Loren. I'm not sure what I would ask. I would just talk to him and get to know him.
What is your definition of success?
I would have to say not having to worry about everyday things.
What is your biggest frustration?
Probably parking lots.
What do you think are the best qualities a person can have and why?
Trustworthiness. You have to be able to trust somebody no matter what they do.
is your favorite technology and why?
Probably the satellite radio.
You're a fireman and an EMT. And why did you choose this line of work?
There's a lot of pride in it. A lot of people go to their jobs and they can't really say that they do a lot for their community and they don't enjoy it. This is something the average person walking down the street, you might be able to help them out someday. You have janitors, your priests, your cooks that, you know, make your food, clean your offices. It's a way that I can give back to them, kind of thanking them as well.
What do you find interesting about your work?
Interesting. Again, just being able to help people in times of need.
What is your vision of an ideal job?
Something that you do not get tired of.
If you had to choose a different career, what would you be?
I would probably be something that has to do with money, accounting. Math was always my favorite subject.
What is your dream for retirement?
Dream for retirement, I want to live in Mexico.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
Romantic evening would be something at the lake, dinner on the water, and then...
What qualities do you look for in a potential mate?
Potential mate would have to be funny. She'd have to make me laugh. She'd have to understand, listen.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
Well, a lot of it was my brother and his girlfriend, they can't have kids. I just heard a lot about a lot of people that aren't able to have children, and this is something I can help out with.
Is there a message you would like to add for recipients or offspring listening to this interview?
I enjoy giving back to the community. I've donated blood before. I donate time and money. This is something I'm very proud to do, and I'm happy to be able to help people in need.
This concludes the audio interview for 1974.